I believe I live on earth to enjoy God in expression. I believe I live on earth to enjoy God in expression. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I believe I live on earth to enjoy God in expression. Is this true for all of you? Is this true for you? Is this true for how you look at your life? Is this true for what you think about yourself? When you think about yourself, then that is about yourself. When you think about yourself, then that is what you believe about yourself. I am God in expression. I am God in expression. That is what you think about yourself. Know it, live it, and enjoy it. When you know it, live it, and enjoy it, everything works out in perfect harmony. I believe I live on earth to enjoy God in expression. Now, you might say, God outside of me? And the answer is no, God inside of you. God as you are. What is God in expression? And you see, this is where we have our big problem. What is God in expression? God in expression is all that is good and beautiful and divine. Is God expressing evil and unhappiness and ugliness and hatefulness? Yes. But you see, God does not interpret it that way. There is nothing that God is that is not good. So we say, evil and unhappiness. Well, let's really look at these things in a very close light. When you stop and think what life is and what the world is and what you are you in your ultimate reality God? Yes. Are you living in your ideal self, God? Yes. Is God everything that is good and beautiful? Yes. Now, you may think it's good and beautiful to weigh 98 pounds because you think having a slim figure is beautiful. Whereas the ideal figure is to have it be, say, 130 pounds, 128 pounds, you understand? And what is the ideal? Is the ideal figure a pound? Or is the ideal figure something else? What is the reality? What is our reality? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, can you tell me in any way at all what your ideal spirit, mind, and body would be? You haven't the vaguest idea, and you never will, and you don't really care. But whatever it is, whatever your ideal spirit, mind, and body is, that is your God self. That is your reality. That is it. Now, can you express other things than that? Sure. How do you go about expressing other things than your ideal? You go about expressing other things than your ideal by labeling them. What was the first thing that God had Adam and Eve do when he brought them forth on the planet? He had them name everything. God had named everything and gave it one name. What was that?
Good and very good.
That's all. And then what did Adam and Eve come along and do? They gave it variances. They said, this is sort of good, this is real good, this is very good, this is not so good, and stuff like that. They looked at things with limited view. Now, why did they look at things with a limited view? You see, in the story of Genesis, we read that Adam and Eve were interested in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it was really not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was the tree of all knowledge, of all wisdom, of all experiences. Now you, as an idiot parent, and you really are an idiot parent, you as an idiot parent look at your children And you say, you're not ready to understand that yet. You're not ready to know these things yet. You're not ready to know about matches and about fire. You're not ready to know yet about running in the street. You just stay on the sidewalk. And there's no reason for you to run in the street, no reason for you to stay on the sidewalk, except I tell you. Now you do what I tell you. And you do these things because I tell you to do them. And that's what you do. And so we are trained in this irrational way, instead of just being said, hey, big cars go in the street, the little cars go on the sidewalk, you know. And that's it. Nothing bad, nothing evil. But, hey, you're out in the big car place. You know, you should be in the little car place because you got a little car. And when you get a big car, then you go in the big car place. Now, do you think children are going to fight that sort of a request? Oh, they'll cooperate. Now, you have your bed. And, of course, here it's possession again. You have your bed, and Mommy and Daddy have their bed. Now, you go and sleep in your bed. But I want to sleep with you, Mommy and Daddy. Well, that's fine. You can come in our bed now and then, but when it's nighttime, it's time for you to go to your bed, and we go to our bed. Now, that's just the way it is, you know. But I want to sleep in your bed. Why does he want to sleep in your bed? It's because you say no. And you say, hey, you have this bed. We made this bed just for you. It is just your bed. It's your special bed, you know. And then, of course, the bed becomes special to him. But get out of our bed, you know. That's our bed. What do you think this is? You know, and as though something bad is going on in Mommy and Daddy's bed, you know. And so then the kid wants to come in and be part of that, you know. He wants to be part of anything that's going on that he's not supposed to do. Isn't that true? Don't touch that wet paint. You know, it's just a universal psychological truism that people want to do what they're told not to do. So then, now, if we are only in our lifetime raised as Christ children, raised with the idea that everything we do is right, and we are guided to do the right things too, guided to do that which is more beneficial to us than not, then everything works out perfectly. But most parents have never been trained and guided in being guided to do the thing that is right. They have been ordered not to do the thing that was considered wrong. And so their mind is so filled up with the orders of what is not. I've been reading the manual for the California driver's license, and you have to renew it every once in a while. And so in the manual starts out very simple, very beautiful. It says, there are many rules of the road. There are many rules that are needed to be followed for the California driver's license. It is as complex as any driver's license could be. But any person who uses normal, good sense will drive properly and well. If you drive with normal, good sense, just ordinary good sense, not superb, not dumb, but just ordinary good sense, you'll drive well. And that's true. Because we will always be concerned, are we driving the right speed for the road that we're on, the gravel or the wetness and the snow and the ice, or the normal road? And are we doing this and that? And you've heard people who are not really too smart. They say, they're driving along, and you say, why are you driving so slow? Well, this is what I can handle. This is what I can handle. The fog is so thick I can't see. Or the rain is coming down so thick, I want to make sure that I'm in control at all times. And in fact, I'd like to really stop and wait till the rain stops, you know. Rain's not going to go on forever. Days, 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 but not forever. But you see, now that person is ignorant. That person is unlettered, uncultured, unable to use great terminologies to say what they're saying. But what they're saying is, I know the ability of my body to handle these conditions. I know the ability of my mind to react to the road and the conditions of the road. And I am living up to that. I am following that intelligently and beautifully. And That is just what it's all about, you know? That's just what it's all about. And that is what we want to do with our life. So I'm living, I believe I live on earth to enjoy God in expression. I believe I live on earth to use my common sense. My goodness, what a simple way to define God. Our common sense. How wonderful. And how easy it is when you do that in that simple way. God is common sense. Now, did you create yourself? Oh no, I didn't do those things that brought me trouble. Oh yes, you did. Common sense tells you that, and you know that. And you respond accordingly because you know that. Now, did you cause that accident or did somebody else? I did. Because I was not aware of what was going on the road. I didn't watch the cross traffic. And the car pulled out and I wasn't aware of it. Because I didn't have my attention where it should have been. You know, I was talking on the cellular phone or I was hollering at the kids or I was unhappy and crying my eyes out and driving. You know, how silly, you know. Common sense. So, I live on earth to express God and to enjoy God in me. And where do I find God? Where do I find my common sense? Where do I find the divine within me? Where do I find all that God is or ever will be? Right in my loving consciousness, my unconditional loving. What happens in unconditional loving consciousness? You don't judge anybody. You're not touched by something. You're not possessed of something. And you're one-pointed in loving everybody. My goodness sakes, what a wonderful way to run a world, you know? Yeah. And I believe that's God in expression. Unconditional love. So if you ever want to see God in expression, train yourself in unconditional love. Because if you don't do unconditional love, you won't see it in others. You may see other people doing beautiful things and you say, wow, isn't that lovely? Well, that's because that's you. That's you. That's who you are. You cannot see beautiful things in other people unless you are. Now, when you see it, go for it. Do it again. And again and again and again and again. See it. See yourself in doing those beautiful things with unconditionally loving things every time you look around. Because then, indeed, you're God in expression. In the expression that you want to be God. Yeah, we live a wonderful world, wonderful life. We make it complex at times. And yet, if we would just keep it simple. And if anybody calls us a simpleton because we keep it simple, say, yeah, man. Yeah, man. And just say, because I keep it so simple, I look at you and I see you only love, only purity, only goodness. And isn't that wonderful? Remember what we did to King? King came to us as a mini pin. He was a dominant, domineering son of a gun. And he was a troublemaker from the word go. And so he changed his name to Love. And from the moment he became Love, he became a gentle, loving boy. Oh, he still liked to check on people's food. If they didn't eat it, he'd finish it off for them and stuff like that. But with a very loving attitude. And this is what we want to be. We want to be God, enjoying God in expression, and being pure love, being simple, and being wonderful, and being fantastic. So have a lovely day. I did say this is the thought for today. And know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.